My name is Dakota Lee, and I'm a 10th grader at Roosevelt High School. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Last Interrogation, in which our protagonist has gotten into a high-security government facility, but is resistant to revealing why. Name? Jane Doe. The current acting interrogator sighed in frustration, running a hand through their crew-cut hair. In the mirror behind them, there was a hiss as the airlock released. A door revealed itself in the wall. There was a sharp clicking of high heels. The interrogator left, as a woman walked through the door, the section of mirrored wall returning to its sealed state moments later. The room was cold and metallic. Under the fluorescent lighting, the woman's pristine white lab coat looked no more brighter than her dark hazelnut skin. A younger girl sat unmoving in a bolted-down chair, hands neatly folded on the bolted-down table of the interrogation room. She looked straight ahead, stone-faced, ignoring both the woman in the lab coat and the humanoid case unit. She had been this way for the last 46 minutes, since the cybertronic automated sentry she'd been ignoring dragged her in here. Thus far, attempts at interrogation had gone nowhere. There wasn't time for guards to waste hours attempting to get information out of this potential threat. That just so happened to look like nothing more than a stubborn schoolgirl. Results were required now. The government official responsible for directing the entire facility, the bioengineering doctor, whose code name was merely X, had to march all the way up from the deep labs just to clean up the security shitstorm the expensively trained staff in her facilities were failing to fix. X pulled a small metal box from a pocket in her lab coat, inserting it into a subcutaneous slot within the case unit. The device beeped after a few moments. She unplugged it and read the display. The case unit DNA collector identifies you as one Diana Williams, age 15 years, born in Vindelta Zeta District. Height, weight, school, family medical records, it's all here. X sat down at the table, across from Diana, placing the box on the table in front of her to show Diana the displayed picture of herself. Diana's stoic facade cracked a bit, registering surprise. I will make this perfectly clear. Our security team tried the friendly way, but this isn't school detention, and this does not end with your parent scolding you in the car ride home. The stakes here are paramount. You are going to tell me what I want to know, Miss Williams. I am offering you a final chance to be cooperative, or... Diana said nothing. X sighed. Reaching into her lab coat, she pulled out a syringe and a vial full of a transparent orange liquid. Diana eyed the items. Is that true serum? Pentothal? Not quite. This is a modified barbiturate drug of my own design. But data in the compound would only imperil you further. For a supposed government medical research program, there are some awfully illegal things here, and not just the drugs. STARS is the Software, Technologies, Academics, and Remedies Society. It seems fitting that we'd be studying and reviewing programs, machinery, scientific advancements, and drugs all at once. Clearly, the government's clever acronyms, program funds, were not wasted.